mine on the road. Your dilated eyes, watch the clouds float. White Ferrari, had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick good by me, close by me.
Shoot,
we're fine.
Shoot,
we're fine.
As distance slow by.
Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speech, lesser speeds, text the speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari.
Oh,
good times.
In this life, in this life,
one too many years, sometimes two eyelids on a facelift.
Don't need more, won't you know now?
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Haley. I'm your DJ for the next hour or so. Oh, that was the mic. Just moved away. Goodbye, mic. Sorry, I'm a little scratchy. Been sick all week, but hopefully this show will make me feel better because that's how that works, right? So that was some Frank Ocean, White Ferrari. Got a chill, fun show for you today. Got some PSAs, donations drive. This weekend's a volunteer day. It's a very exciting time to WMFO. And on that note, I'm gonna let you listen to the beautiful sounds of Hippie Sabotage.
Oh,
his guitar. He likes Quentin Tarantino and really sad songs. Anxiety attacks when he wakes up in the morning. I'm boring, 'cause I come from a cluster of super bright stars, and probably to him it feels scary to reach that far. But down on Earth just torment. But they say life has a silver lining, and I say I will find it my way, 'cause down on earth I feel when love is here and then it's not. We hysterically cry when we wake up in the morning. Could you please tell us why life feels like torment? we'll be right back.
sit it on down. Sit it on, sit it on, sit it on, sit it on back down. Yeah. On your marks, when you're ready, let me start. Okay, smooth talking and this, that. How often are you here? Keep on, keep on, keep on if you care. Something different, ain't it? Nothing like we planned. This ain't complicated.
That was Anderson .Paak on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley and I am your DJ, as you should know by now. So, in the past few minutes we had Right for Our by Frank Ocean, as I said, Ohm by Hippie Sabotage, Boy by Willow. So I decided to come on air earlier than I was planning to because I needed to talk about this. So Willow is Willow Smith of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith fame. Sister of Jaden Smith. I want to also talk about the fact that, like, that's what they named their kids. So, like, their names are Willow, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, or Jada. They named their kids Willow and Jaden. I don't understand. It's fine. Anyway, so I was listening to Spotify a couple months ago and the song popped up and I was like, this song is amazing. Who is this artist? And then it was Willow Flippin' Smith, who came out with that album in 2015, when she was 15 years old. She's now 17 years old. She was born in 2000. And that song, Boy, is from her album that came out 3 days ago. And I think it's very cool. I think it's a really cool sound. She's has an interesting perspective as an artist. And she's 17 years old! And also the child of very famous people. So I was gonna say, I'm very impressed by her. And I will unabashedly say that I think her music is good, and especially Wait a Minute, it's such a jam, such a jam. So if you're looking for a new artist to check out, Willow Smith of Whip My Hair fame, it's got some quality stuff. And after her was Get Him Up by the always wonderful Anderson .Paak. We got more of these kinds of vibes today. That's kind of the way way I've been feeling. I've been sick. I just want to kind of vibe. So I hope you're all enjoying it. In the background here, if you can't hear it, more vibes from that same artist that I shouted out last week, Rotap on SoundCloud. So if you're interested in some cool instrumentals to get you through your exams, check out Rotap on SoundCloud. I have no affiliation, I just, like, appreciate when a SoundCloud artist isn't terrible. So, that's that. I'm gonna play some more music before I run out of time. Please enjoy. Also, shout out to Nick for listening. And to Fred for listening later. Two shout outs. That's all. Thank you.
peacefully and drink and gather peacefully. There's studies gathering peaceful, all of us in Reno. Not things, Reno, Alden. We're loud ones, you know that? And we don't always, always.
Don't fight it, girl. Just give it time, so I've got a chance to grow. We're on to something beautiful. Don't fight it, girl. Just give it time, so I've got a chance to grow. Cause we're on to something beautiful.
Yeah, I notice everything, I just act like I don't. boy. I know what I want. I'm getting really tired of it all up in my phone. Boy, leave it alone. I'm learning, now I know. Should've left your ass in the friend zone. One door opens when another door closes. I'm praying that's the way that it goes. Cause right when I'm about to turn the doorknob, it seems it's all locked up and the key decomposed. Remind me this the life that I chose. Go full speed, I can't read the signs that say stop. I brush it off and try to act on it so long. Yeah, I notice everything, I just act like I don't. Boy, I know what I want.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? We're all volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money. So we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass. 02155. Or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Shazma, naru, naru.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times. But take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That was some PSAs. And the first one, which I hope that you actually heard, was from my very lovely previous host, Chris Major, who is on every other week with Strike the Box. He's a really awesome DJ, and I really have enjoyed getting to know him over the past 4 years. But to reflect what the PSA said, we are doing our annual donations drive right now from now to December 1st. We have a whole month of donation drive. What? And we do this every year for community engagement and to raise some money for the station so we can operate, because what TCU gives us is not enough for what it costs to run a fully functional radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if you can consider that as an option, we'll appreciate it. Since I last talked to you, we had Bring You Back by Beacon, FHKD by Hone, Know What I Want by Kali Uchis, and Junie by Solange. It is 2:37 p.m. My name is Haley. You're listening to Almost Friday on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Got some more music for you. Really excited about it. It's all good. Shout out to Teddy for listening. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Here's some music. The Kindness. Okay. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. My name is Haley. I'm on for the next minute or so while I sign off to give Nate his time, his early time, but still time. It's technically not his time. It's still my time, but he's going to come on and be on air during my time. So that's what's happening. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you all for listening, whoever is listening. That's pretty much all I got. What are you playing?
Arrow Flynn.
Arrow Flynn. I don't know what that means. That's fine.
Name the band.
Okay.
Good. Are associated with Bonnie Flynn.
Amazing. Okay, we're gonna listen to some music. Ready? You turn it on? Is it ready? There we go. Oh, I just turned.
Hello, WMFO listeners. You're probably wondering why it's just straight-up silence, or the fact that DKPI was playing and all of a sudden it just like cuts out right at the beginning. And that intro is awesome because it, you know, was computer-generated and really builds on itself. So what I'm doing right now is I'm stalling for time as my computer reboots so that I can play you all kinds of great music, and especially music that you've come to rely on during this 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock time where Haley has her show almost Friday. It's something that, you know, you really just rely on. You rely on quality discussions about music and quality music in and of itself. So I don't want to let you down by having just straight up dead air while things change. And instead, I want to have an opportunity for you to either listen to someone talking or listen to just some really great music. So with all of that said, it looks like slowly but surely the computer is coming back online here, and at some point we'll have music. This also does not bode well from the standpoint that I, Nate, have my show, Production and Consumption, starting at 3 o'clock and going until 4 o'clock, and if we've got computer problems, then we're off the grid. Actually, you know what? That could be really cool, because then we just play a bunch of vinyl, and that could be something that is just a lot of fun. So this is something where, did you guys watch the Leafs game last night? Solid game. I was watching hockey instead of watching baseball. I'll be honest with you, I almost will make that decision every single time, just to say, you know what? I love hockey. I love moving the puck around. I love when they score goals, especially now this season. There's been a lot more goals than there have been not goals, and that's something that the NHL has really been trying to change. quick note on people who are not necessarily hockey fans, or, and this is true for a lot of people, you're a fan of your own team, especially if they're okay. And then, like, as far as league-wide, you've got no idea what's going on. It's like, is there even a team called the Canucks? Well, of course there is. What is a Canuck? Is it a fish? Is it someone from specifically West Canada? I think it's both. I think the answer to that is both. Hockey is also a really fun sport to talk about because it's a sport that really has like a ton of interesting lingo. Nobody says like what the actual thing is. So instead of saying like, hey, I'm going to shoot the puck into the top right-hand side of the net, they say something like snipe top corns. Instead of saying I'm going to like score a goal and I'm going to celebrate, they call them sellies. Nobody's name is what the actual team refers to them as. Like nobody who actually is a, like nobody, like if your name is Gordon Stelic, you know, nobody's calling you Gordon or Stelic, even though Stelic's a great last name. Specifically that person's, that is a name. He's a hockey commentator on Hockey Night in Canada and on, Hockey Central at Noon, which is a podcast that I've listened to for a very long time. It's great because when you're running and you're listening to podcasts, it's something along the lines of, you know, you don't want to listen to news because the news can kind of be, you know, back and forth and kind of bum you out a little bit. Some podcasts really require like a huge commitment to staying like kind of mentally engaged. But when it comes to hockey, they'll just be like, hey, I thought they were moving the puck well last night. Well, I think this other thing. And then they'll just argue about whether or not fights are still a thing. And that's something that I've really, I really enjoy because you can kind of zone out as you're running up a hill or something like that. And then you can kind of zone back in. And believe me, there is no crucial information that you have lost coming in and out of just a hockey podcast. And I think that's in a lot of ways why people love sports even more than, or people will consume information about sports even more than consuming information, you know, about the news or something like that. Because it is really an escape. And it's an escape that you definitely have to watch. Because sometimes you're listening to the news and it's important to stay actually, you know, engaged in what's going on, especially now. I mean, it's we've got investigations into the president of the United States. I mean, this kind of thing hasn't happened in quite a long time. And it's important to know the information that's being presented. It's, you know, fake news is nothing new, but it's definitely something that has been talked about a lot lately. But it is something that you can always protect against. By just staying informed and by going to a variety of different sources. There's a lot of really great publications out there that don't necessarily have the sensationalized headlines that some places carry that really do just kind of dig into the analysis and dig into what is going on out there. So, yeah, that's basically my views on hockey and news. An update on the computer is that it looks like the reboot was successful. However, there is a, it looks like there is an uploading issue. What we can do in this scenario is we can look over to certain other elements of music. WMFO isn't just the music that us, the DJs, bring in. We, the DJs, bring in, but it's also a combination of several other sources, such as vinyl, such as our extensive logged music collection. There's just a lot. There's a lot of really great options out there.